This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to another episode of The 99 Names. I am your host, Bilal Khan, and we have here with us...
Amar Shukri. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Bilal?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good. We're almost done for this recording session. Inshallah. And oh, by the way, we'll get to that great. Later.
Now we are going to go over the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Ra'uf.
Ar-Ra'uf.
R-A apostrophe O-O-F, if that's how you want to spell it.
I was going to say, I always start with A-L and then R-O-U-F.
No, that's Ar-Ruf. You just wrote the roof. Ra-Uf.
Ra-Uf.
There's a Hamza there.
There we go.
Did you put the apostrophe?
No, I just put R-A-O-U-F.
Okay. So Ar-Ra'uf, the merciful.
The merciful. And different from Al-Ghaffar.
Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur. What did you have? How many different versions?
Yeah, so I mean, there's so many when it comes to forgiving. So you have Ar-Rahman, Al-Ghafir. Ar-Rahim. Well, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Ra'uf are about mercy.
Okay.
Al-Ghafur, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafir, that's about forgiveness.
Okay.
Right?
Oh, the action versus the being.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is Ar-Rahman, merciful. Ar-Rahim, merciful. Ar-Ra'uf, merciful. Question, what's the difference?
Okay, so I kind of understand the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman, somebody who is merciful, and Ar-Rahim is who is always supplying the mercy.
Okay.
Right, so one has a supply and the other one is the inventory.
Okay.
Right? Not just once, but always versus the capacity.
Okay.
Right. So what's Ra'uf in there?
Okay. So Ar-Ra'uf has a different aspect to it. It's considered the height of Rahmah.
Okay.
The height of Rahmah, and it includes this notion of angst or shafaqah, like worry.
I don't understand.
Okay. So there's this aspect of I don't want to say fear, but just anxiousness. Don't do it. Don't fall into it.
Wait, what does that have to do with Allah?
Okay. We'll get to it. But we need to know first what's Ra'fa, because Ra'fa is something that people have also.
Okay. I was just thinking, Allah doesn't have like...
Yeah, before we think about Allah, let's just think about Ra'fa as it exists in human beings.
Okay.
Ra'fa as it exists in human beings is, you know, that fear...
Being
risk averse, feeling fidgety, not wanting, you know, it's your mother... She's merciful for you, so she doesn't want you to take that job where it's the night shift because she's afraid that you're going to get tired, or she doesn't want you to take this.
Might get tired and get to call a car accident or something.
Yeah. You know, this is mercy,
yeah.
Right? But at the same time, there's fear and there's worry that's involved. That's the highest level of where you don't want that person to suffer any harm.
Okay.
That's Ra'fa. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla says about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says, بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to the believers, he is Ra'uf and he is Rahim. He's merciful.
Okay.
But at the same time, he's Ra'uf. He's worried. He's anxious. He wants to protect us from all harm.
So when it comes to this concept, is Allah, not only is it that he has a capacity for mercy, and regardless of when and where, he's always giving them mercy.
He doesn't want you to fall into the sin in the first place.
Right, okay.
So Ra'fa is a preventative concept.
Okay.
And Rahma is a cure. Ra'fa, Ra'uf, is the prevention, and Rahma is the cure. And that's why Rahma can be merciful, even though it involves pain.
So how do you reconcile this concept where if Allah doesn't want you to fall into sin in the first place, then why would he replace one who doesn't with someone who does and ask for forgiveness?
Say that one more time.
Okay. So how do you reconcile between the concept of the fact that, okay, if Allah doesn't want you to fall into sin in the first place, and granted, as humanity, we're imperfect, that's our very nature, but if one did not sin, then Allah would replace them with someone who did.
Okay, so if Allah Azza wa Jal does not desire for us to sin, then why did the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say that if Allah Azza wa Jal were to replace you, if you didn't sin, Allah Azza wa Jalla would replace you?
Yeah.
Well, you answer your own question. Think about it.
That's what I'm asking. I'm trying to reconcile between this concept here of the fact that if you're saying, if we're going with the understanding.
Well, you have two aspects. You look at it. One is forgiveness.
Yeah.
Allah Azza wa Jalla loves to forgive.
Yeah.
Now, does every person who is, are people better off at times because they sin?
Sometimes, yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Because it gives them humility.
Okay, great. And what would happen if we never sinned? Because you could ask that question and you can say, if Allah Azza wa Jalla never wanted for us to sin, why did He create us in the first place?
Yeah, that could lead into that question too, yeah.
Okay.
But He created us so we could worship Him.
There you go. And then you come into this other concept, which is the greater concept, because these, we don't have the time to discuss this even in with regards to this session. We were hoping that we would actually have a session for once that was under 10 minutes. But these questions just end up leading to, you know, take you down a rabbit's hole.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, Allah Azza wa Jalla, لا يسأل عما يفعل. Allah Azza wa Jalla is not asked about what He does. But here you have the concept of, and we're going to get to it. It doesn't necessarily mean that Allah Azza wa Jalla never wills for people to commit sins. Obviously, Allah Azza wa Jalla wills for people to commit sins. But you recognizing that this is not something that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves for you, and it is better for you. It's always better for a person to not sin. Mm. It's always better. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us and He's warned us. And then after we sin, Allah Azza wa Jalla is Rahim. He's merciful.
Okay.
And mercy is what you need after the sin.
Okay.
Mercy is what you need after the sin. I want to give a particular example that will make this issue of Ra'fa clear. Allah Azza wa Jalla says with regards to the punishment for the people who commit zina, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلَا تَأْخُذُكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and do not let Ra'fa stop you from executing the had, the punishment.
Okay.
Do not let Ra'fa stop you. Well, why would Ra'fa stop you? Why would Ra'fa stop you? Because you're anxious. You don't want them to, you don't want to, you know, it's not like murder where people are like, you know, get rid of this guy. He's a crime.
Right, right.
Zina is usually something consensual. People kind of can empathize with it.
Okay.
Right? It's not like every, you don't think, you know, a person can go their whole lives and they'll, you know, most people have never really contemplated killing a person.
Right.
Right? But can people empathize with the feeling of being in love?
Yeah.
Wanting to be with that person? Wanting to be intimate with that person? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right? So Allah Azza just says, and do not let Ra'fa stop you from
fulfilling justice.
Yes, fulfilling justice. Now, exactly. What about rahmah here? This is an Allah is saying don't have ra'fa on them. But does that mean don't have rahmah on them?
Okay.
No, it does mean have rahmah on them. And in fact, implementing the had is an execution of rahmah.
Okay, so they don't get they don't have to pay for it in the hereafter.
Exactly. Sometimes a person's ra'fa, which is their worry and their angst and they're not wanting for you to suffer any pain, is a lack of mercy.
Okay.
Because you can, the father who disciplines his child, meaning puts them on timeouts, meaning, you know, is very stern with them.
Or the East Asian method.
No.
I was going to say make him do a squat, you know, just hold it there.
Yeah. put their nose. I had a teacher who used to, he used to draw a circle on the blackboard and you make me stand there with my nose in the circle. That was just really embarrassing stuff. But these types of things, or the person who's stern, right? Okay. Does that mean that they don't have mercy on you?
Well, some of them don't.
Okay, but let's not focus on that.
Okay.
The people who don't, say your parents.
Well, yeah, I mean, if the parents are doing, because they don't want you to do, I mean, they don't want you to turn out to be bad.
Okay, great. Now, if a person has too much ra'fa all the time, ra'fa, mm-hmm. then they don't want you to suffer the slightest pain, even though that pain may be what's going to cause you to grow and protect you in the future.
Oh, so parents being overprotective.
Being overprotective, yes.
Okay.
To the point where it actually becomes corruptive.
Okay.
Okay. So here Allah
says, so it's about says, a kid having a silver spoon, essentially.
There are sometimes your fear over people is what causes them to actually be harmed even more down the line. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla says, don't let that feeling of ra'fa when it comes now to establishing justice,
mm-hmm.
do not let that dissuade you, or do not let that become an impediment with regards to the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla if you believe in Allah and the last day. So ra'fa, like I said, is the highest level of mercy, and that's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is described by that. So what is the point here? What could be takeaway? One is, again, recognizing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is al-Ra'uf. Allah Azza wa Jalla does not want us to make these mistakes. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent us guidance. Allah Azza wa Jal has sent us the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of that we can be guided. Allah Azza wa Jal has made himself available and accessible and all of that, just so that we are protected as much as we can. But then after a person falls into sin, what's their relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal? That's where the merciful. Allah Azza wa Jal is forgiving. Allah Azza wa Jal loves to forgive.
Yeah.
And whoever seeks Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, inshallah ta'ala, will find it. Okay? Okay. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam, 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 w